This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It is the WIP Morning Show. For those not listening, which is everyone who cannot hear Fran and Louis go back and forth, Fran has been trying to get him to play Twitching Tongues for the last three breaks, and I would like to thank Louis Coco for not playing Twitching Tongues. We really appreciate that.
I was very close to.
Yeah, I know. He was making a compelling case, Fran, and giving me like, Fran kept going like, no, like, don't play it. But if you did play it, let me tell you, this song would be awesome for it, and the open would sound really good coming back. But don't do it. But if you did do it, it would sound so good. It was really good. It was really good. Shout out to Scott, hanging out, watching the show. Thanks for coming to hang out, Scott. What a pleasure. Big fan of the show, so he listens every day. Good to see you out here. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to phones. Time's yours coming up in a few minutes. It seems like people came through for Vonnie. We have enough calls, so thank you
to all of you.
Vonnie thanks you. I thank you. We all thank you. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Andrew and Reddy. What up, Andrew?
Hey, James. How are you, buddy?
Good, pal. How you doing, man?
I'm good, thanks. Thanks for taking my call, man. A couple things. I agree with the caller from Wilmington that, with all due respect to Elliot, I like his statistics. They're very cute. But again, it's just practice. I read a book when I was a kid called The Bronx Zoo by Sparky Lyle, famous reliever from the 70s.
Yeah.
And basically what he said was, and granted this is 50 years ago, but it's probably still true, that when he was in spring training, he would just throw fastballs every pitch for the first couple of weeks to get his arm strong, and he made his money with the slider. And he basically said, they would hit the crap out of the ball and nobody cared because I was just getting ready for the season. So I always remember that and think that, you know, training is training. And yes, the statistics are nice, but, you know, you got to take it with a grain of salt.
Fully agree.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ben, you like that Sparky Lyle reference?
I do. Outstanding.
Is that true, Ben, that a lot of times pitchers, they just, you know, they don't care. They just basically throw something to get their arm strong, and it doesn't really matter what their ERA is in spring training.
100%. They're just building arm strength. Unless you're like a guy that's on the bubble of possibly making the team, then that's a different story. Like, you want to go out there and you want to shove every time out. But if someone like Zach Wheeler, if he wants to work on his cutter a particular day, yeah, he's going to go out and throw a lot of cutters, and because he knows, obviously, his spot is secure. He's just trying to get that particular pitch better. So, yeah, that's the way it goes.
And that's why I think training camp take with a grain of salt. But James and Ben, being two baseball guys, what do you think about the six-man rotation? I get the logic that you're trying to save guys for the playoffs. I also understand that Zach Wheeler doesn't like to do it. I mean, what do you guys think about the whole starting and relief pitching going into the home stretch, and then I'll give you my answer.
Yeah, it's a good question, Andrew. Look, go ahead, Ben. You go first.
Well, I love the starting pitching. I don't mind the six-man rotation, although I know some guys like to stay on their own path, like Zach Wheeler, like you mentioned. But I think right now these guys have logged so many innings, and I think to give them an extra day, a breather, I don't mind it whatsoever. And you could say what you want, but Taiwan Walker's he's held his own.
Been awesome.
He's kept guys and kept his ball club in games.
He's got a 2.98 ERA as a starter this year.
He's been outstanding. He's been really, really good on the road. So, yeah, I don't mind it. I mean, we've seen the innings that these guys are eating up. We saw Sanchez the other night. He was cruising. All of a sudden, he hits a wall. So I think maybe that has something to do with some of the innings that these guys are accumulating. But I don't have any issue with it, and I think the bullpen has been secure. The bottom line is they got to score some stinking runs to get the ball in the hands of Juan Duran. That's the bottom line.
Andrew, obviously, I agree with that, and I am. I would even go further. I would tell Zach Wheeler to sit down for 2 weeks.
I'm very curious to see how he
Phantom
pitches tonight.
Phantom IL. Yeah, so Wheeler on the hill tonight. Yeah. We'll get to that in a sec. But yeah, I have no problem with the six man, and you know, I know that Wheeler won't like it, but give him any extra days, I can get that guy rest before the playoffs.
I agree with you. They should shut him down for 2 weeks. But,
yeah, that's
but anyway.
What I would do. Andrew, got an answer for us?
So I started listening around 7:30. I don't know if this is going to count or not, but I have a pivot if you reject it.
Sure, what do you got?
I don't know if the internet, I don't know if it's been said, and I don't know if the internet really was around or not during 9/11. So
we said it that nothing where lots of people die. We are not looking for those types of answers, you know, anything.
No tragedies.
No mass
the
tragedies.
Out. Yes. All right, so let's go.
Yeah,
with
and the challengers out exactly. Like I said that
down.
Tanya Harding thing is probably like the limit of like tragedy that we're going with.
All right,
like
then the fall of the Berlin Wall.
That's a huge answer. I've been waiting for it all show, Andrew. That's a potential winning answer. Just a massive, massive thing. All right, let's get to the window of the weekend.
Sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big summer sales event. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com.
Yeah, the Phils are on tap for the weekend. Three more against Washington to finish out the four-game series. As Devin mentioned before, Zach Wheeler on the hill tonight, a 6:45 game. Tomorrow, 4:05, the aforementioned Taiwan Walker on the hill. And Devin, you know, you're on WIP for these type of calls. Mm-hmm. People going to get excited. The Roku game on Sunday, 11:35. Hey, here's the thing.
Look forward to it all season.
Yes. If you're one of those people who's like, oh, Roku, where do I watch the game? This is annoying. I don't have this. You know where you can hear it? Right here on WIP.
Yes,
always.
You can.
It'll be right here. 11:35. Yes, they'll be calling the game, so listen to it then. But
also, like a breakfast game, like 11:35.
Yeah.
Early.
I'm all right with it. I think it's a fun
I mean, as a viewer,
yeah,
I like
viewer,
it. As a player, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine getting up in California at 8:30
right?
The ball game
yeah,
on?
Yeah, that would be something
be
else.
Brutal.
Yeah, that's too much. That's too far. But I'll take it.
Well, that's where we're at.
As someone who has to record a podcast after the game, I'll take it.
Ah, there you go. Yeah.
Selfishly. Yeah. All right, 215-592-94. And by the way, Aaron Nola on Sunday. That'll be really exciting to see Nola back after by far his longest absence as a major league pitcher.
Yeah.
It's going to be really interesting to see how he looks. A really nice rehab start, his last one. Looked crisp, looked sharp. Nola's huge for this playoff run. I think all of us agree. We think he's going to get a playoff start. So he has to establish and show it.
Well, especially the way, you know, Lizardo, I know he pitched pretty good last night. But like the way he's been up and down,
is
Ranger Suarez,
yeah.
I think it's really important.
And I think Rangers
going to
end up in the bullpen at this point. I think we've got
that
point.
Too.
Yeah.
I do too.
All right. Let's go back to the phones. Coming up in a couple minutes, we'll get to time series. Let's talk to Mike and Del Ram. What up, buddy?
Yo, what's up, brother? How you doing, man?
Good, man. How you been?
Yo, dude, I got to tell you. Last time I called, right, I told you and Broads I had got a new job. That's why I hadn't heard from you in a while, right? And you said to me, you said, oh, well, you know, listen to us on the Odyssey app and you should, you know, sneak a call in here there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, 2 weeks later, I was doing my 45-day review, and the boss lady's like, yeah, Mike, everything's going good, but we do have one concern. You called into a sports talk radio show?
No way.
I was like, oh,
no
man,
way.
Are you kidding me?
Are
yeah.
you kidding me?
So those Adam Sandler tickets are still worth it, but man, that was funny.
Uh-oh.
I know.
Wait, next time, you know, we could do like Nike from Del Ran or,
yeah,
you know, Ike
know,
or Spike or, you know, whatever from Del Ran. We could, or from South Jersey, whatever. whatever. We could mix it up, you know.
My jaw dropped, dude. It was just funny. I didn't think that anybody heard me. But anyways, yeah, you know, let's come on, guys. Let's calm down about who. I don't care how the Eagles look in practice. I mean, don't we all agree that in preseason and practice, you're not really even showing everybody what you got anyway? So you mean they're stinking at what they're not going to do anyway? Like, who cares? We just need to have something to talk about, right? I get it. It's almost here, guys. Few more weeks. Then
and look,
really
I'm with you. I do think if you're going to go the other way, I think Elliot, when he was on with us before, did make a very good point about, like, if this Eagles team is all about competitiveness and competing all the time, and Nick Sirianni's, you know, competing like rock, paper, scissors with guys and stuff, then, like, you got to compete in every situation. I get that point, but again, with you, Mike, they just won the Super Bowl. I can't overreact to this.
If it wasn't for Elliott and blowing up the fact that Jalen Hurts was breaking, like, you know, camp records with not throwing interceptions, nobody would even care now. But as far as what would break the internet, and it's better have been said, but I have a bag of it wasn't OJ. The OJ car chase had a
car chase. So I was like, great answer, great call. So I think the car chase would have been better for social media than the verdict.
I agree.
Right? Because the car chase, there's like, you know, what's happening? What's going on?
And it would have been more like fun.
Yes, the verdict you know.
Spicy.
Spicy is controversial. A good way to put it. All right, let's do what we do every single day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
Time's yours is brought to you by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi is booming. Unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go. Only from Xfinity Mobile. Let's see what we got today. Lewis?
Technical difficulty. Hold on.
Oh, no.
Now we're good. All right,
here we go.
Can we just sit around waiting for our teams to fail so we can call into the radio station and complain? We're fine. We're 5 games up in baseball. The Eagles are in preseason. They lose a preseason game. Whoop-dee-doo. They're working on things. Get over it. We got the greatest sports town in America. Let's live it. Time's yours.
Yeah, and look, I understand people being frustrated with this baseball team on a night-to-night basis and what we've seen on the court. Like, I think people have a right to get upset with what's happened the last couple of years and stuff. The Eagles and the training camp stuff, I think the Eagles have earned a little bit of a benefit of the doubt. They won the Super Bowl a few months ago. I think that's a different one where we can maybe step back and say, all right, until they're struggling in the regular season,
right,
in real games that matter, we will give them the benefit of the doubt that when it matters most, they're going to be ready to show up.
Exactly.
Can we please stop with Nick Castellanos? I'd rather see Liam Castellanos bat right now, because at least he might draw a walk. I mean, this guy is brutal. Thompson's got to stop playing favoritism. Enough already.
You're so right. At least Liam might draw a walk. Is it? He's right, though. The guy hasn't walked in August. He is a zero. He is a flat-out zero for this baseball team offensively. And, oh, by the way, he's one of the worst defensive right fielders in this sport. So what an awesome guy to have on your team. It's great.
Good morning. This is Aaron. You're a realistic, lifelong Cowboys fan. I love when Elliot Schwartz reports or someone reports when Jalen Hurts throws an interception in camp. You know, us as Cowboys fans, we see Dak Prescott do that in camp all the time. They stopped turning off that sounder a long time ago. Time's yours.
Wow. So I didn't know where it was going when he said realistic. What a great Cowboys fan call right there. That was pretty realistic. Pretty ripped his own deep.
The most honest Cowboys fan I've ever heard.
I mean, it is what it is, right? That's good stuff. All right, with that, we shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
Let's talk to Lou in Mount Laurel. How you doing, Lou?
Hey, how are you?
Good, brother. What's on your mind today, my friend?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
That line with Liam Castellanos was outstanding, and the sad part is, it's not wrong. He probably would at least draw a walk.
Yeah, I mean, he'd be tough to pitch to. He's tiny, you know? It's a tall, small strike zone.
It's funny. You know what? Like, I'm hearing a lot of you guys, like, the callers, you guys talk where, you know, Nick Castellanos doesn't like to sit. Wheeler doesn't like to be on 6 days. Well, does anybody not like to lose? Because that's what they're doing with all this garbage, and I'm tired of it. It's been
frustrating. Like Harper not liking it in the 2-0.
I don't care.
Guess what? Too bad.
Yep,
like I don't care what you like. Like, what are we talking about here? Like,
show
I'm
me somebody who likes every aspect of their job, and I'll show you a liar. We all do stuff.
Yeah,
it's part of our job. It's part of responsibility, especially when you're getting paid, you know, 7 figures a year. Deal with it. I'm sorry. It's a joke.
Eight figures a year in some of these cases.
Even worse. Yeah. Somebody took my – I have – God, I keep going back and forth on the – I didn't want to say that somebody – these ones are like with the tragedy.
Well, Lou, we need one. We're up against it here, Lou. I need an answer from you, buddy.
How about Will Chamberlain's 100-point game?
That was my answer.
Devin Caney said mind.
So pivot here.
The night the men's hockey team winning it so people could watch it live.
One more. You got two strikes. Two strikes, Lou.
For the love of God, really?
Really.
Good Lord.
We're going to get a strikeout? It's rare. Three.
No. Again, I'm going to be the Nick Castellanos of callers here. Swing at the outside pitch. How about building of the pyramids?
Oh, wow. Interesting. Yeah. Sure. I don't know, like, how riveting it would be. Now, I guess it depends on how they were built. Like, you know, there's aliens involved, I guess that could be pretty entertaining and interesting. But if it's just, you know.
There goes another rock.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, wow, they got that rock
that's
in place.
That's dang construction.
Yes. Wow. Can you believe it? The rock is in place.
And the point is going on top.
Up, they've done it. They've done it. The point is on top. We have a pyramid. All right, let's turn to quickly. We are looking for what would have broke the internet if it happened before social media existed. Dave in Houston, do you have an answer for us, Dave?
I think Jesse Owens in the Olympics.
That is a great answer at the end there.
Yeah, that could be good.
The whole thing. That is really good. And then Alan in Belmar. Alan, you got an answer for us?
Yeah, he just took my Jesse Owens. So
no way!
Lou Gehrig's farewell speech on July 4th.
Alan, ready to roll. Alan, great call there. Wow. Guys, how do we choose a winner? I'm pulling them up as we speak. Shout out to Lewis and Bonnie for helping out there. So we got that Jesse Owens answer there. That was pretty damn good. We got the Berlin Wall sticks out to me as a big one. The Beatles on Ed Sullivan was a very good one. The Resurrection of Christ. I don't know. A little bit of a question mark there. The Beatles, we said on Ed Sullivan, the JFK funeral was said. The Magic Johnson news, which was, you know, ended up, you know, being okay now.
I like the OJ car chase.
OJ car chase is a big answer. Monica Lewinsky, though, had some potential.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that is a good one.
So we got to vote. Oh, and the moon landing. That's another big one, too.
Oh.
All right. Ben Davis, you're voting for the car chase.
I am with OJ.
Devin Caney, what is your call?
I think the internet would have had a lot of fun with the car chase.
There we go. So I don't even need to vote. It's over. The car chase wins. Congratulations to... I'm not sure who said that, but we will...
we'll figure it out.
It was fun with just helicopters.
Back in the studio, yeah, we will get that taken care of as they are tracking this.
That was fascinating.
That would have been pretty cool. I'm with you. The car chase would have been pretty cool. Troy in the Northeast. Shout out to Troy. Oh, Troy's great. Troy's a great caller. Shout out to Troy. Happy Troy won. All right. Thank you, guys. A lot of fun today.
A lot of fun.
Ben Davis, Big Boy Chair, you did a great job.
Yeah, man.
You didn't guess where Joe was. Do I tell you or do we wait?
Tell me. Do you want to save it for next week?
Well, actually, I'm out next week. So he appears to be in Italy.
Oh, what? This guy.
Yeah. This guy. Making pizza.
Yep. Yep.
Going to the Vatican.
Yep.
Sightseeing.
What a life. What a life to be the hammer.
Unbelievable. Right. Yeah.
Maybe someday him and Jack will compete again. We'll see.
One day.
It'll happen, maybe. Awesome job, Ben Davis, Devin Caney filling in. Thank you to those guys. Fran Rojas, Anthony Dorenzo doing an awesome job on site here, and Louis Coco and Vani Hanamirian. Outstanding job back in the studio. Couldn't have done the show without you guys. Thank you so much. Thank you to everyone who called in. Keep it here. Joe and you, they're coming up next again. Thank you to Borgata, such a lovely, beautiful place to do a show from. We have such a great time down here. We will be here next week, next Friday. So until then, until Monday, thank you for listening to The Morning Show right here on 94 WIP. Power of love. Did you say it's garbage, Fran Rojas? What? You shut your mouth, Fran Rojas.
Yeah, Fran.
Shut your mouth. Go listen to Twitching Tongues again or whatever.
I hate that name so much.
It's such a horrible name, right? I get every time I say it, it's like a chill runs through me.
It grosses me out.
Yeah, like a shiver.
Is that that's a real name?
A real band, apparently. Fran's favorite band, he said, right?
Fran. Yeah. I didn't know that. Yeah. I keep forgetting Fran doesn't have a microphone.
I thought you were about to say, I keep forgetting Fran's there. And I was like, yeah, it's
fair. Would never.
Coming up in a couple minutes, I have a question. Something that happened to me during the break. And I need to know if this is out of bounds or not. Because personally, I feel like what I witnessed was out of bounds.
Oh.
I don't know, though. I'm gonna need your help on this, Devin.
Was it in the restroom?
Oh, it happened in the restroom. So, we'll get to that. It's a very Joe to camera thing of me to do this, but I got to bring it up.
By the way, sometimes you still need to guess where he is.
Oh, yes. I totally forgot. Okay. Yeah. Let me take a quick guess here.
Okay.
I'm going to think it's something beachy. Maybe a cruise. I'm going to say a cruise to the Caribbean.
So I'm actually not sure if it's a cruise.
Oh, okay. So I'm in the right world, though.
Yes.
Okay. So he's going to the Caribbean somewhere, something like that.
Oh, well, not the... No, no. Wrong part of the world. Geographical location. I'm not sure his means of travel.
Got you.
But he seems to be visiting multiple places.
So he might be running.
Maybe running places.
Well, if it's multiple places,
maybe
probably
he's
a cruise.
Training.
I feel like cruise... I know Joe is a big cruise guy. So over the last years, he took a cruise and he's like, oh, this is cool. And now he's a cruise guy.
Yeah, it's efficient.
So,
I can
look. Yeah, you can see a lot of places. It's good. You know, I took a cruise once. It was fun.
I used to take some cruises.
I only
with my
took
family.
One. It was up the Baltics. It was very cool.
I went on a Baltic cruise too.
It was
once.
So cool. Like I went to St. Petersburg. Went to like Helsinki. Stockholm,
Copenhagen.
Yes, Copenhagen. Yeah. So we took the same cruise. It was a really neat cruise. I was like,
we
25 years ago, but it was Estonia.
Yeah,
it was the old Tallinn, the medieval city.
Wait, Riga, that's so funny.
Riga, the Paris of the East, they say.
St. Petersburg was my favorite.
Me too. Just seeing. The the like crazy. Actually seeing the, you know, the domes, like the mosques, like whatever those those things are called, those like colored you know what I'm talking about?
I love
it was like, whoa, those are real, like they're in front of me, this is so cool, you know,
the palaces too, the
cool. No, it was really cool. So shout out
we
to the
digress.
So Joe's somewhere, something like that. All right,
he's not in Russia.
He's not in Russia. That's his loss or win. No win. Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494. Speaking of Joe, no drop of the week this week when Joe is not here. He's the spirit animal of drop of the week. So drop of the week, though, when we do it, it is sponsored by Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination. Coming up in a couple minutes here, I'm going to get Devin Caney and Ben Davis's thoughts on what I think was something that out of bounds that just happened to me in the restroom. We're going to get to that in just a minute. Yes, exactly. That is a that's coming up after we talk to our buddy Jeff in Wilmington. Used to talk to him all the time in the middays. Felt like he loved our show, was a part of the team. And then we go to the mornings. He's like, oh, I don't call you anymore. Now I hear him talking to Hugh and Joe all the time. I get it. It's cool.
I just don't get up that early anymore.
I'm just messing around, pal. How are you? It's great to talk
to you. Good to talk to you guys. Yeah, man. Hey, real quick on the Eagles, I'm with you, James. I don't really care about preseason. As long as there's no major injuries, I'm
totally
not putting anything in the stats. I love that Elliott does stats because I like numbers. But
yeah, I like to know. I think that having all the information is great. Like, I totally support the stats and all that. It's just what you could take away from them, I think, differs from person to person.
It's not a measuring stick for me by any means.
Same.
So I'm curious to know what you and Ben think about this last night with the Phillies. You know, baseball is one of those games where a couple of pitches either way can change a game. And Kirkery came in a tight spot, and he got behind on that hitter. So now he's forced to come in with a 3-1 pitch, and the guy gets a hit. Would you? I personally would have had, I would have told Lizardo, dude, you're going out for the seventh, but if one guy gets on,
Jeff, you nailed my. Again, I'm with Ben Davis earlier. I was okay with it. Like, look, if he had even pulled Lizardo after six and said, hey, great outing, man, let's take a win, you know, you're up six 1 run innings, like, you did great, man, like, good job, I would have been fine with that. I was fine with him bringing him out for the seventh because he did look like he was cruising.
Yeah,
but I'm with you, one base runner, and I'm pulling him in that spot. I agree with you. I think that's where he faltered, and obviously went much further than that.
And I probably would have had the corners up, but I've had Stott and Turner
double
back
play depth.
Yeah.
And Stott was kind of like playing it. It felt, you said it before, Ben, it almost felt like they were trying to serve both masters a bit. Where Stott was like not quite double play depth, but almost double play depth.
Yeah,
but the corners
like
were in, and Turner
depth
was like halfway in or
out.
Yeah,
it was,
you know,
like if it's not hit really hard, they're going to go home to home and get the force plate and keep preserving.
If it hit hard, they could still pivot.
If it's hit hard, they could still get the double
and
play.
And it literally was hit the worst possible spot for the alignment they had.
Yeah.
You know?
They got in late. Look, you know, games like that are going to happen. I don't see any reason why they don't take the next three from the Nats.
They better. Honest. I mean, look, if they win two of the next three, it's not the end of the world. But, like, I think we could all use them sweeping the Nats out for the rest of the series. Because as we saw last night, like, basically, other than James Wood, I mean, this is a disaustrous Nationals lineup that they're rolling out. Abrams in play. Yeah. If Abrams in there, he's good, too.
Good.
But last night, James Wood was the only hitter in the lineup that you should have any fear
of
whatsoever.
He's
legit.
Exactly.
No, don't get me wrong. James Wood.
He's legit.
He's a Haas.
22 years old?
He's a Haas.
So how about this? Going into last night's game, he had 25 homers. He had 15 against righties, 10 against lefties. He was hitting .249 against righties, .281 versus lefties.
Unbelievable. It's like Schwarber-esque.
Unbelievable.
Schwarber-esque. For a young left-handed hitter.
For a 22-year-old.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Old, yeah. With that kind of leverage,
crazy.
He's a good one.
And that size, he is huge. Jeff, you got a Jeff, something you want to say about the birds real quick?
No, I was just...
All right, but you already did that. Yeah, the training camp. My fault. You got an answer for...
I don't know if... I got to pivot if this one doesn't work. What about the resurrection, if there was the internet back then?
So it's a good answer. It works. Know, we are not very biblical on this show with our winning answers. We don't usually do that. But yeah, I mean, look, it probably would be a big deal if it happened on the old Twitter.com. Hey, can you believe it? All right.
How about the Last Supper?
That would have been another one. Yeah.
Hey, there's like 13 guys up there having supper.
Yeah, like pictures would start leaking.
Right?
It'd be
crazy.
Is that Judas at the table? Is it Judas? I can't tell. Can you see?
Look, right, like who's there trying to figure
out? Oh, it's Peter's not by his side. Where did Peter go? What is happening
here?
They
got some bread. They got some wine.
Yes, two Jameses as disciples. People don't talk about that enough. I'm just saying, great name.
Hashtag
okay.
Just saying.
That's right. To James, thank you. What a great name it is. All right, back to the phones in a sec. I need Devin Kenny and Ben Davis's thoughts about this. Is this out of bounds or not? And if you, sir, are no longer doing what you're doing or listening to the show, I apologize for calling you out here. But no, I don't know your name nor who you are, so, think you'll be all right. I went to the bathroom, went to the urinal, do my business in a break, and I hear from the stall, I'm like, what's... hear someone talking in the stall. Guy in the stall just having a full-blown phone conversation while in the stall in the bathroom sitting down.
Oh. Oof.
So in a public restroom, doing your business, the number two, as they say, having a full-blown phone conversation, just all... Oh, yeah, no, totally. Oh, yeah, and then I'm going to do this. Oh, yesterday I was, like...
Did it...
What?
That wasn't, like, a serious...
It was just talking.
Like a work conversation?
Yapping it, no, just
I mean,
a
either
buddy
way,
or something.
Violation.
Yapping it up. Right? Can we agree? Oof. Is that out of bounds? I felt uncomfortable listening to the conversation just being in the bathroom and happening around me.
That's technical.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's actually way worse than being on speakerphone or what do you call it?
FaceTime
in public.
Yeah, which is awful too.
Which is ridiculous. That's even worse than that.
Yeah, I think it is worse than that. Yeah. You're in the bathroom. Like, you're in the stall
now.
It's horrifying.
That's terrible.
Okay, I'm happy you agree with me. I thought it was, but I never know. Sometimes, like, I'll go in and be, oh, no, it's fine.
It's definitely a violation.
Okay. All right, we agree. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Chuck and Cherry Hill. Chuck, hey.
Hey, what's up, my man? Yeah, that's quite weird right there.
It's weird,
really
right?
is.
It's weird.
Yeah, that's
fair.
Yeah, we used to lock them in there, but that's really different. Anyway, this is what I'm having a problem with nowadays. We have this great pitching. We've had it all season. You have to build the defense around it. I think Dombrowski gave Topper a gift. I would have had my first introductory meeting with Bader and said, listen, you're in there every game. You're a lockdown center fielder. You got the numbers to demonstrate that. When I said as good as Andrew Jones, everybody pushed back on that. Oh, it could not be. Just look it up. It's right in front of you if you look up, you know, defense. We had the 20th ranked defense outfield. And last night you got a ball that goes to the outfield. The runner has to hesitate when Turner dives there. So if you look at the replay, the Mets runner hesitates. It almost looks like nobody could score at that point. And, of course, we get the high throw. You know, you lose games by one run, and if Bader's not out there, these are games you can otherwise win. You can win the game.
Devin, you know, we were talking about this before, Chuck. Harrison Bader should be in center field every single day.
Every day.
Every day.
Every game. That's it. Yeah.
Well, and, like, I know Nick Castellanos, there was the drama, and then he hasn't been platooned, but I think that when you don't platoon guys who are used to playing every day and expect to play every day, like Harrison Bader, that can also mess up their at-bats. Like, that can affect the offense when you're not getting swings in every game. And I know he'll come in like a late-in-the-game situation like he did last night, but I just don't think it's doing anyone any favors.
Yeah, that's a great point. He's not a natural hitter. He needs to get his reps and looks, you know, to put up his 245 average. He's not going to do it every other game, but he'll win you games defensively, and he makes the right fielder better and the left fielder better because of his zone coverage and all that stuff.
Oh, it's not even a question.
Just let him be out there and win some games. He'll do that. He did it 5 games ago with a catch. That's what he's done his whole career.
Yeah, Chuck, I'm with you. And look, even then he's had a better, a better offensive season than everyone on the team except Marsh. I mean, every outfielder on the team except Marsh this year. So, like, it's not just the fielding. He has been a better offensive player this season than Castellanos has, than Otto Kemp has, than Wes Wilson has, than Max Kepler has, than any of these other guys. Chuck, you got a what would have broke the internet for us?
If it's already been said, I can't believe it has. And I watched it live. I'm 72. The Beatles on Sullivan.
It was said.
A second vote to the eventual winner. How about that? Have a great weekend, team.
Chuck, always a pleasure. All right, 215-592-9494. Back to the phones in a sec, but two things I need to get out of the way. One, Vani Hanamirian doing a great job doing audio for this show. Back in the studio has let me know that we are light on Times Yours calls. How is that possible? Please do a favor, not just for me, but for Vani. Back in the studio, trying to do a good job. She's crushing it, working on the morning show. And it would make her life a lot easier if you could get a Times Yours call in. 215-238-4500. The beautiful thing about Times Yours, it could be about whatever you want. You can call and rip me for asking you to call in for Vani. Yeah, that's fine.
We'll take it.
You can call in and rip Ben Davis for being big time and coming here and getting upgraded in a big hotel room, you know, like at the beautiful Borgata. Anything you want to call about, 215-238-4500. Don't do it for me. Do it for Vani, okay? That's what I need.
I just grabbed my bags during the commercial break, and I walked out of that room, and I went, what a sin.
I know.
What a shame. I got to leave this giant room.
What a shame. Also, you know, a sin by me, too. I realized, and I know we're deeper in the show, but Luis Coco back in the studio is doing a great job. I never asked him his side topic answer.
Okay, I was actually going to ask.
It was a really bad job by me, Luis. I hope you can forgive me. I thought about it earlier, and I meant to get back, and I'm here now. So what hockey-related thing would you like to give us?
That is so okay. How about when the Philadelphia Flyers, this was 1976.
I knew it was going to be hockey.
How about them Broad Street Bullies beating the crap out of the USSR? Sending them back home. They actually literally had to get off the ice in the second period because they were getting bullied so hard. And the Flyers threatened to not pay them if they didn't come back and finish the game. 4-1 win for them, Broad Street Bullies.
So, Lewis, you'll appreciate this. So my dad's favorite team is the Flyers. Full stop. My dad and my uncle, shout out to Uncle Rick, who is out there. My dad not live anymore, but Uncle Rick is. Shout out to Uncle Rick. On his birthday, no less. The winning the cup, watching the team win the cup, he still says they were at the game when they won the cup. He says to this day it is the single greatest night of his life outside of his children being born. So I grew up in a Flyers household. My dad loved telling me the story about the Russians and Bobby Clark and that was a staple in my household. All right, back to the phones in a sec. But Devin Caney, it's time. You wanted it. What? You wanted that smoke. Twitter poll question of the day, sponsored by Arm and
Chevrolet.
Check out Arm and Devin's like, oh my God, what's happening? Check out Arm and Certified, one owner, pre owned pickup trucks and SUVs at armandchevy.com. That's armandchevy.com. Together, let's drive. Normally, John Ritchie does a fantastic job of guessing the results of our Twitter poll. Well, guess what? Devin Caney stepped into the octagon today by choice, no less. I threw it out there before. She's like, I'll take it. I want this. I want this one. So Devin Caney, let's see how you do here. The question is, do you care how the Eagles, and I put playing quotes, do you care how the Eagles, quote unquote, play in training camp and joint practices? A, yes. B, no. How do you think the voting results came out?
71% no.
76% no. She comes through. Fantastic job.
Let's go.
Now, I will say, it does seem the more people are filling for Richie, the less impressive John is. Devin, really, really good job.
No, I'm going to be honest. So, like, I wanted to do it because whenever John is asked, which is pretty much every show, I guess it in my head.
Yeah.
And, like, I'll actively not look because it's become a game. And I'm always wrong, and he's always right. So I was actually really nervous
I'm
for that.
I'm proud of you. That was a really good job. And, look, I could say 76% of people are in the right on this one.
I
fully agree. All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to Jeremy in Syracuse. What up, Jer?
Hey, how we doing? Who would have guessed that there were multiple awkward bathroom situations during the show this week, and Joe DeCamera's not here?
It's been a big week for bathrooms.
But the key point with Joe's not here, what are the odds? Jeremy, what a great point. A big week for bathroom on the show and Joe's not involved is, honestly, you could have won a lot of money betting on that.
I'm very happy for Joe Flacco that he didn't have to answer the, hey, do you got a bidet question? Trying to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, that definitely would have come. Yeah. Oh, and if he had said no, he'd be like, well, let me tell you how great they are, Joe.
I know. It would have been even more awkward than it probably already was.
Yeah, it was pretty awkward.
So I wanted to talk Howie Roseman. I watched that episode of Bussin' with the Boys yesterday, and, like, I don't know how you could like Howie Roseman even more, because he just, like, he seemed to be such a good melting pot version of Nick and Jalen. In the way that he's talking about how he goes about doing his job. And he's like, he's just so cerebral, highly motivated to be the best at what he does. And it was just super eye-opening to me. Not to long talk on you real quick, but like he, not only did he, as directly as he's allowed to admit, talk about messing up the Jalen Reagor pick,
he flat out, like if there was like, no, we all knew what he was saying there. Yeah.
Right, and the hosts of the show were even like, so this is what you're talking about. I'm not allowed to talk about players and other teams, but maybe.
He's like, there's a certain player who's going to be a Hall of Famer. yeah,
but it kind of gave me an epiphany this morning. We're talking about Lane Johnson saying he might retire and how we think he's at like the top of his game, and like Jason Kelce did the same thing and Fletcher Cox did the same thing. It's kind of just like, Howie was talking about how when he thinks he's not going to be able to do his job, he's got to pull himself out because it's not the best thing for the Eagles. And that just made me so happy to have that guy as our GM, you know?
Yeah. I think he's the best GM in his sport. I think he's one of the best GMs in the history of his sport. I mean, to do what he's done in salary cap era is unbelievable. And it really does feel like he's, you know, it's not like Neo with the Matrix where he's like, you know, figured it all out. But it does kind of feel like he's figured it out. Like he's figured out, like it just feels like he continues to grow and grow and grow. And now it's like the drafting thing. That was the one knock we had against Howie. He's great at trades, great at the contract, all this stuff. But the drafting thing, and now it seems like the processes that they put in place for that are functioning at such a high level. We are so incredibly lucky to have Howie. Yeah. And to your point, he is driven. And he also gets us. He understands the city. He's been here so long. He's such a good talker. I'm with you. Every time
he bleeds for this city.
Yeah, literally did. That's exactly right.
He bleeds for this.
Yeah. Jeremy, I'll say every time I hear him talk, I feel better. Like, honestly, every time Howie Roseman talks these days, I feel better about how he does his job, how he goes about his business, all that. We'll play one more piece from that audio about the A.J. Brown trade, a funny little exchange about that from Bussin' with the Boys. We'll play that coming up as well. Jeremy, you got an answer for us for what would have broke the internet?
So I had one, but it got taken. I don't have a winning answer, but I do have an answer for you about something I recently learned about. The straw hat riots in the 20s in New York City. There were 8 days of riots because some factory workers refused to stop wearing straw hats after like September 15th
what?
That year. It was
ridiculous. Is this like a white after Labor Day type thing? I'm confused.
Yeah, except it's straw hats after September 15th. it was socially acceptable, and these people were like, no, it's hot. We're going to wear these.
Jeremy, what a great call. What a wild thing that the white after Labor Day, I know that was the thing, but like just the idea that like, no, you can't wear this hat because that we don't do that in society. Like, what a ridiculous thing.
The rules in place today, even like, I know that it's tradition, but even like country club, I'm like, what would happen? Like, why do we really care? What are you going to tell me? I can't come in because
I don't know what that means.
Shoulders are showing.
Is that,
like, you know, like if you go to a country.
No, I don't. So it's laid on me. I'm wondering. I guess.
Like if,
you're talking like a country club,
you
go play golf and stuff. I got you.
Like a night.
Oh,
like,
I got you. That type of clothes.
Your shorts have
you.
To be, like for men and women, your shorts have to be a certain length. Your shoulders can't be showing.
How you present yourself. I got it. I got it.
And I think just if you look presentable, it's fine. Obviously, don't show up looking like a schlep, but like. What are we doing here?
Yeah, you know? I'm with you. I'm
what
with
are you,
you.
The fashion police?
That's right. Let the straw hat people wear straw hats in 1920, 15, whatever it was.
Yeah,
all right, 2155-1994-94. One more segment to go. From the beautiful Borgata, it's Ben Davis, James Seltzer, Devin Caney hanging out with you. We'll be back. One more segment to go. We'll play one more piece of audio from that Bussin' with the Boys interview with Howie Roseman. Really interesting, funny little recap of the A.J. Brown trade and how it went down. Plus your calls. It's the morning show. Don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.